Sometimes directions are a challenge. Just yesterday after Mass, Sister Teresa asked me how to get to Dunbar's for breakfast today. And even though she had looked it up, and I've been there a handful of times, I told her completely the wrong thing. She'd make it to the Superdome before any stack of pancakes or a cup of coffee. What's better than GPS or certainly priest directions is driving behind someone. I could say, I'll be going up Pine, left on Calapisa, right on Fern. Dunbar's is Earhart and Fern. But we prefer to cut the chit-chat and just follow behind someone who has been there before. At nearly the end of our Easter journey, this is the feeling we should have of our faith. We who don't have a Jesus concluding with books of details or maps with routes, but with something much more reassuring. The statement that got the fishermen moving in the first place and that lingers on to us today. Follow me. The last words of our gospel comes after Peter's three-part confession of love, and thus can get a little lost. Why does he do this, we can think? Why change those words about lambs and sheep, feed and tend? What are components of a loving action? Jesus calmly responds to our running, looping, distracted minds, follow me. I will show you. Notice my route, my blinkers, and my brake lights. Follow me. I've been there before. I know the way. The parting words of Easter that can guide us still. We're attentive to the movements of our Jesus today.